it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Something happens when we call upon that name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Amen. So good to be in the house of the Lord this evening. Trust you have your Bible. Hebrews chapter 11. And I appreciate the Spirit of the Lord that we feel tonight. Amen. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. You glad you're in the house of the Lord? I want God to move in the next few minutes. I feel the Holy Ghost wants to really help somebody tonight. Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Skipping down to verse number 8, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, somebody say faith.
Faith.
He sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith, somebody say through faith.
Through faith.
Also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. I'm going to preach for just a few minutes. I really don't feel like I will preach very long, but I do want the Holy Ghost to help us. I'm going to preach faith because he is faithful. Oh, hallelujah. Can you lift your hands and lift your voice? Come on, let your faith rise in this place right now in Jesus' name. He still specializes in things thought impossible. I believe you, Jesus. I believe you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, give the Lord some praise together. Seated. Our faith is under attack. Without a doubt, we are living in the times that Jesus referred to when he prophesied that men's hearts would fail them for fear. Peace in this world is being replaced by unrest at every level of society. Many are wondering about the future of our country and the future of our world. There are many uncertainties ahead. And we've heard preaching along these lines. And there seems to be a rallying cry from time to time where the preacher comes and said, hey, look, you've got to get your eyes off of this world and put your eyes up on Jesus. Amen. But we find ourselves in a much different America, in a much different world than we were in a little over a year ago. And the things that once brought us security and once brought us comfort, they are being ripped from underneath us. And all the while, the enemy of our soul is working overtime, Depression is becoming its own pandemic. Depression is becoming rampant. More and more people are dealing with the battle of the mind. Suicide is on the rise today. Just a little few months after my father passed away, our oldest cousin took his own life. It's touched our family. And you hear the reports of this one and that one, and they tell me that it's prevalent now among young people more than it ever has been before. I'm telling you, the devil is an opportunist. The devil knows how to take advantage of the situation, and he's come into this place, even into an apostolic church, and he's found inroads in your mind, and he's found inroads in your heart, and he's found weakened faith, and he knows how to take advantage of you. Jesus said that when you see all of these signs begin to come to pass, he said, don't wait until you're overwhelmed by the darkness. Don't wait until fear has gripped your heart. But when you begin to see the signs of the end times, he said, look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. I'm here to preach to somebody. Don't wait until you're all the way down. Get up. Get your head up. I'm tired of seeing God's people bowed down to the altar of unbelief. Not sure if God's going to come through. Not sure if God's going to do it. Hey, he's the same yesterday. I'm going to preach an old message tonight, telling you, you can believe God. You can put your trust in God. Hey, while this world is falling apart, and it seems like you might find a foothold here, and that crumbles, and you look this way, and now that's falling apart, and you look around and say, what can we trust? I'm here to tell you, Jesus is his name. Somebody call upon the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, God.
Amen. The apostolic church must remember who we are. And we must remember who we serve. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. You got any hopes? Are you looking forward to anything? The evidence of things not seen. There are these two key words here that demands our attention tonight. Substance. Substance. A firm trust and assurance. Like many of these words that we find in the Bible, they have flavors of meaning or shades of meaning. And once you get to looking at it, it becomes alive to you. But this root word carries the idea that this is foundational.
Yeah, right.
That you can build upon this. Now faith is firm, and it's something that you can build on. It's not sinking sand. It's not going to shift out from under you. Woo, hallelujah. But you can build your life on faith. Faith has substance to it. There's an idea that it is an unrealized reality.
Come on. Amen. Hallelujah.
Faith is not elusive.
Oh God.
Hear me out now.
Come on.
You can hope and dream and wish and do all this all day long, and it don't mean anything. But when you're talking about faith, it has substance because of the one that you're putting faith in. Faith will not vanish from you, but when you get a hold of faith, there's a firmness to it. There's a stability. Faith is not fictional.
Right, right. All right.
Faith is not believing something that is untrue and hoping it is true. That's not faith. That's not why you and I are here today. But we have a solid rock. Oh, hallelujah. That he's building his church on. And by faith, I said by faith, we came to an altar of repentance. And by faith, we went down in the waters of baptism. And by faith, we were filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. When we did not have it, we knew we could have it. When we did not possess it, we knew it was attainable. Faith is believing something to be true, even though you have not yet seen it. You haven't touched it yet, but that doesn't bother you because you know it's there. You know it is true. You haven't held it in your hands yet, but you are confident. I said you're confident that you will. I have faith. I'm going to heaven. Ooh, hallelujah. I'm not sure what all it's going to be like when I get there. I'm not sure everything, but I know in whom I have believed. I know that one day he's coming back for me. Yeah. Hallelujah. Faith is the key that unlocks the door to your miracle. Come on, faith is what makes it possible for you to obtain something that without it you would not be able to obtain it. Faith is the pathway you walk on. On your way to victory. Somebody hear me today. Oh, I'm here to preach to somebody that lets your faith rise a little bit. Come on, get your eyes off of circumstances. Get your eyes off of reports. Get your eyes off the media. And put your eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher. Anybody have faith today? Amen. Amen. You don't possess the end result yet, but you have faith. Faith is what you hold when you don't have it yet. When the promise hasn't yet been fulfilled, what are you holding on to? I'm holding on to faith. I've got a hold on it. It's something solid. It's something firm. It's something that's not going to be shaken from me. Why? Because I've got a hold on faith. When you lose your faith, you've lost everything. If you let your faith go, what else do you have? If you let faith in God go by the wayside, I pity you tonight, but I'm preaching to somebody that needs to get up and square their shoulders and lift up their head and lift up their eyes and say, God, I'm looking to you. I'm looking to you tonight. Come on, lift your hands and love the Lord here together. Hallelujah. 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 Faith is the window that we look through to see heavenly things, to see supernatural things. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. How can that be? When we pray in faith, when we believe in faith, when we know in whom we have believed. Amen. I'm reminded of Elisha's servant who stood there and he looked at the armies that surrounded them. He looked at the enemy that was encamped around them. And the Bible said, this servant began to say, what are we going to do? I said, Elisha, it's just me and you. You see all them warriors out there? Oh, it feels like that sometimes. And you wake up and you look around and say, honey, it's just me and you out there. And you see all the, hallelujah. Let me talk to somebody today. You know what the prophet said? God, would you open this man's eyes? And the servant's eyes were opened. And he was able to see things that he could have seen if he had had faith. Oh, you hear me today? Oh, the prophet, let him see it with his natural eye. But faith would have let him know God's got this.
All right, all right.
When fear comes to your heart, you've got to square your shoulders and look to Jesus and say, God, I don't have control of this. I don't know how to do this. God, I can't put my hands on it, but I know that you're able. I want you to look up and see the host of angels that are encamped around about you.
All right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Faith.
In Jesus' name.
Come on, everybody, say faith.
Faith.
I want more of it today. I want my faith to be strengthened before I leave here. I don't want to leave here with weak faith. I don't want to leave here with damaged faith. But I want to leave here with strong faith, ready to do exploits for God, ready to see God work. So faith is a really reality. When you look at the promises of God, eternity and time, and begin to look at how all that intersects and how all God orchestrates things, we ought to be comforted to know that our God has things in control. He puts rulers up, he puts them down. Oh, hallelujah. He works out things for our good. We should just look to the story of Joseph and see the trials and tribulations that he went through. And all the while he had excuse after excuse to throw in the towel, nobody around him would blame him. If he said, hey, that must just have been a bean dream. That must not really have been of God, because this isn't working out. But Joseph had faith in the giver of the dream. He had faith and integrity, and we see that the end, he could have never understood what all God was trying to do. He could have never orchestrated it on his own, but God was working.
He was working.
God was moving. Oh, hallelujah. We need to put our eyes back on Jesus tonight. There's another word in this verse. Evidence. In the context of this scripture, how it is used, is that by which invisible things are proved.
Mm-hmm. Right, proven.
The doubting person says, prove it.
Right, yes, sir. Right.
You can do that? Okay, prove it. What am I saying when I say that? I'm saying I don't believe you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's a real nice way of saying I don't believe you.
Right.
Prove it.
Prove it.
Show me.
Yes, sir.
Let me touch it. Huh?
Sure.
Because I'm doubtful,
sir,
that you can really do what you said that you can do.
Right. Amen.
Faith is the evidence.
Yes,
a person of faith does not need proof. Because proof is baked in to faith.
Yes.
Oh, come on, get this. If you have faith, you don't need to be looking for proof.
Right. Amen. Yes, sir.
Because by virtue of having faith, you have the proof.
Right.
You have the evidence that you need.
Right.
Now look, if we're talking about faith in me, this changes everything.
Come on.
If I'm talking about faith in you, it changes everything. We're talking about faith in God. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. It's a part of the package. Thomas was called a doubter because he demanded proof. I want to see the stars. I want to... And Jesus said, Thomas, because now that you've seen me, you have believed. He said, blessed are they that have not seen and yet believed.
Right.
Come on, I want some faith here.
Yes.
Whew, hallelujah. Abraham, he was called to go out into a place which he did not know about. He had never been there before. He was a stranger there.
Yes, sir.
And yet God said, go.
Yes. Yes.
And God, I'd really like to see the map. I'd kind of like to, you got any photographs? See if this is some place. No, that's ridiculous. Abraham did not do that. He staggered not at the promises of God. The Bible lets us know he just started walking. Oh, hallelujah. He built sacrifices and he walked. Oh, hallelujah. He built altars and he walked. And everywhere that his foot walked, the promise of God was true. Everywhere that his foot walked, the land was given to his seed. Hey, can I tell you something? Abraham didn't even get to see the promise himself.
Yes, sir. Right. Amen.
But he had faith.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
He had faith.
Yes, he did.
If it don't happen tomorrow, we're wondering, God, did you really mean that? God, did you really? Oh, hallelujah. I heard somebody, they are so going to make this statement that oftentimes we are waiting for God, and we need to do that. We wait on God, patiently waiting and all that. But I wonder how many times God waits on us. And you know how impatient we are and we're waiting? I wonder how he feels. Thankfully, he's a patient and a loving and a long-suffering God. But I wonder how he feels when he's waiting on us. Get our head up out of the sand and get our head up out of the circumstances and quit moaning and whining and complaining and say, I'm looking up because my redemption draweth nigh. God, I believe you. God, I trust you. Hallelujah. Through faith also, Sarah herself received strength. That's really what could happen to you tonight. You came in here maybe burdened down. I know somebody did. Seems like we get to this place of faith and then we start, as Peter looked around at the waves, and we get our eyes off of the object of our faith. Oh, hallelujah. And we come in needing strength again. We come in needing some faith preached to us again. We come in needing a Holy Ghost renewing to build up our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Sarah herself received strength. How did she do that? Through faith. To conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age because she judged him faithful who has promised. Now that's the summarized, sanitized version in the New Testament. Abraham was 100 years old and Sarah was 90 years old when she conceived. That's pretty old. Pretty old. Now, I know this is really simple here, but she was barren that whole time.
Right.
90 years of living in barrenness. She had grown accustomed to that.
Right.
Of course, she was a little younger then, younger when the promise came, but she had grown accustomed. This was no doubt she had settled this a long time ago. I don't know. But God told Abraham that he was going to bless her and that she was going to be the mother of nations. The Bible said in this instance that Abraham laughed. Another place it lets us know that Sarah laughed at the very idea that God said I was going to have a baby. I'm 80 years old. And they begin to laugh at this. Now, It seemed preposterous to them, I'm sure. It seemed ridiculous. It ain't happening. Abraham, it ain't happening. I'm just telling you. Can't imagine the conversation. Moving on. But that was their initial response.
Right. Sure. Yes. Yes, sir.
That was their natural response.
Right.
But somewhere between the laugh and the promise, they got a hold of faith. And you might be in the place of laughing or crying or disbelieving right now. But I'm telling you, if you're going to see that promise, you're going to have to get down and get a hold of faith like you've never had it before. And I'm here to preach to you, it's not only possible, but it's available. There's a faith that wants to come in here where you can look to that mountain and say, mountain, be thou removed. Hey, I'm going to rush to a close, but I wonder who's here right now and things are going on in your mind and there's a war in your members. Doubt is trying to overtake you, but faith is trying to get in and say, listen, I'm trying to help somebody right now. Get up from where you are. Get up from your money grubs. Get up from your doubting party and let some faith in. Now, Sarah, a little imagination here, but Sarah, now listen, now you remember when that time I was sick and you thought I was going to die, and remember when you prayed, God healed me, Sarah, you remember that? 80 years of living, 90 years of living. They had some testimonies. They have been walking with God. Abraham, everywhere your feet step. Oh, hallelujah. They had been serving God. Were they perfect? No. But even when they messed up, God was able to come in and help them. God was able through His mercy to make things right again. God told that king, you better not touch her. God, Sarah, you remember when God protected us? You remember when He got us out of that jam? Sarah, oh, hallelujah. I wonder how that conversation went as they began to look back on some things God had already done. When they begin to look back and see the miracles that He had already performed.
Amen. Yes, sir.
There was a time when my wife and I were going through, to this day, the biggest struggle of our life, these things that were converging upon us and trials and a lot of confusion, a lot of misunderstandings, a lot of unsettledness, not sure, Lord, what's going on here. And without going into any details, it's not really relevant right now, but there was something that through that trial of our faith, there was something that kept us headed the right direction, because every time we'd make a little progress, we could look behind and say, you know, I'll just be honest with you, I did not see the hand of God in that, but I do now. I see how God orchestrated this over here, and I see how He moved. I can see clearly when I look at past victories, and you know what that does for me? It lets me see through the eyes of faith when I'm looking forward, when I can't see as clearly in the natural. I'm able to see in the spirit. Sarah, we're not laughing anymore, Sarah. We're getting a hold of faith. Woo! And she counted him. Woo! She got to the place she could look at that situation and go, you know, God, it's kind of funny, but I'm laughing for a different reason now. I'm getting ready for the baby. I'm telling you, that promise was a reality to her before she ever held the baby in her hands, because through faith she knew it was happening. Through faith, she knew it was coming. Let me preach to you today. Get your eyes off of circumstance. I'm tired of the devil taking advantage. There's got to be something in you that says, God, I'm done. I'm done with doubt. I'm done with doubt. I'm through with fear. I don't know who I'm preaching to today, but I feel the Holy Ghost coming in this room. You're going to leave with faith like you haven't felt about your circumstance in a long. I don't care how long you've been praying. I said faith is the substance. Let's all stand. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Sarah. It's no wonder that later Abraham could walk up the side of the mountain with the promise in tow. Abraham, how did you raise that knife? How did you prepare that altar? How did you go through with that, Abraham? As a father, I don't understand, but through faith, I understand. Abraham had already tested the Lord. He had already tried him. He had already been the beneficiary of God's wonderful provision. And he walked up the side of the mountain knowing that even if he lets me kill him, he's going to raise him up, because the promises of God are yea, and they are amen. I'm telling you, you can put your faith in God. I wonder if anybody here is just tired of wading through doubt. Tired of waking up, trying to shake that old doubt off of you. Tired of feeling beaten up by the enemy. And you're ready to come down to this altar and lift your hands and say, God, I'm looking to you right now. I'm giving this situation to you. And I'm looking to the eyes of faith. As the church prays right now. Come on, if you're here and you need a boost of faith, these altars are open right now. Young person, you're feeling weighted down. You're feeling confused. You're feeling discouraged. Come get you some faith. Every time I pray, I just feel this weight. I just feel this. I'm telling you, you need to start praying with faith, expecting it to happen. Come on, come down here with a made up mind. I'm walking in faith. If he heals me today, that's wonderful. That's it, church. Lift your voice right now. In the name of Jesus. Satan, you're a liar. I rebuke every spirit of fear. I bind you in Jesus' name. I take authority over you in the name of Jesus. Let faith arise in this place right now. That have come.
faith.